Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank God you guys are back. Oh, my God. You didn't even know. You guys are my salvation every morning. And thank God I heard your voice and you're back. And thank you, thank you.
I got a question for you.
How are you at trivia?
Would you like to hear some trivia?
What? Why would you ask me that?
It's Trivia Tuesday!
Today, January 4th, is National Trivia Day.
Okay, Trivia Meisters.
Oh, look. It's our trivia buddy.
I love trivia.
You love trivia.
All this knowledge exploding inside my brain. I don't know what to do with it.
But you don't know everything.
It's trivia.
No, it's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, back for year 2022.
How about that?
What is going on?
Oh, everything, Mike.
Anything happened while we were gone?
Hopefully
you survive the holidays and kick it off a brand new year. It was just weird that our company observes the holidays on the following Monday.
Yes.
While everybody else was doing Friday.
I know, and I had a lot of people comment on that. And even myself yesterday, I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Right.
It's like, wait, no, we're off. We're off. I had people messaging me yesterday morning at like 5 in the morning. Hey, you guys on the air today? No, we're not.
For whatever reason, but we're back, and it's good to be back.
Yes, it is.
Kicking off with hopefully, although there are a lot of things going on, hopefully a better year than last year and the year before. So we'll see what happens. Plenty of stuff to cover. We have Tool tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
They are coming to town. Of course, you know that. So we'll do that at about 8:40. Anything else? Our phone lines. We'd love to say hello to you. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s, low 60s tomorrow. Got about 34 right now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, let's do it. Less than, 100 hours into 2022, we have a new illness. It's not official, but they're calling it Flurona. It's a combination of COVID and the flu. Do be careful because you can get both. And it's not fun. Now, there's a woman in Israel who contracted the first known case, but it was relatively mild on both sides. She's vaccinated the whole bit, so they say that probably helped her out quite a bit. She's also pregnant, but she's done okay. And both attack that upper respiratory tract.
Yeah.
So do be careful out there.
Bye,
yes,
Flurona.
Flurona.
Okay.
I know. I guess, I don't know, Fluvid or, I don't know, Corona or COVID ends. I don't know. I guess those weren't as catchy. I guess they weren't, Carla.
Waiting for Spence to do a song.
There you go. My Flurona.
Yeah.
Top states that we moved into last year. We moved around a lot here in the U.S. The top states we moved into were Vermont, South Dakota, and South Carolina. The top states we moved out of, New Jersey, Illinois, and New York.
Oh.
So people shifting all over the place.
All right.
And this is interesting. It's hard to come up with anything that is universally agreed upon, especially these days. Maybe this list will help. And I posted quite a list on our website, but it's a list of universal jerk moves. And the top 10 includes things like blocking someone's driveway, eating food that isn't yours, even when it's marked, know, with someone else's name.
Maybe at work or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
And not replacing the toilet paper.
Such a jerk move.
It is a jerk move. There is a whole list. Like I say, you can see the full list on our website. For now, that is my take. And I hope that you were able to stay caught up with us while we were off. It's so easy to do. It's our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Carla, you had mentioned jerk moves in a few things we think you should know.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, by the way, if you want to see the entire list of the most popular jerk moves.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Go to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Check it out. But what is your jerk move? Not what you do.
The one that annoys you the most.
It's happened to you and you go, such a jerk move.
You know, I'll tell you something, and it bothers me, and I swear I sound like my parents when I do it. When somebody has to speed past me, and then they wind up at the light right in front of me, it's like, there you go. Got right forward, didn't you? I hate that. I hate it. They literally just fly around you, cut you off,
right,
and then you hit the red light.
Jerk move.
Yes. I hate it.
And you slowly pull up to the same person.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and then you become your parents. Well, that got you real far, didn't it? Yeah, you're going to get where you're going real fast now, aren't you?
What's that jerk move that really bothers you? You've seen it happen. Maybe, yes. And it's happened to you.
Yes.
I know at the supermarket, the jerk move that bothers me the most is when you get behind maybe one or two people that have their baskets full and you're just buying like a loaf of bread. But nobody will say anything. They'll even look at you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you just got a loaf of bread.
And not say, move.
They look at the ground. They
couldn't say, why don't you just go? You got a loaf of bread, that's it?
You know what? I have to tell you, I actually did that over the weekend because I finally went to the grocery store and there's somebody, they have the little basket.
Right.
Like three things. I said, just go ahead of me. Are you sure? Yes, go ahead of me.
Yeah, because I'm not going to pull a jerk move.
No, I'm not. Me, Mike. I'm not a jerk.
No.
Come on.
702-739-9636. What is that jerk move? Maybe it's even on the list. Talking about those jerk moves that bother you, Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Victoria. I'm a Lyft driver.
Hey, Victoria.
I bet you have a couple of jerk moves.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I could talk about the driving in this town all day long, but the thing that happened to me twice yesterday was I'm making a U-turn, and somebody whips behind me, and I have to hit the brakes because I'm in the middle of a U-turn, so I can't reverse because they're whipping behind me. While I was making a U-turn in the driveway, and somebody whipped behind me to go towards the back of the Walgreens, and I had to. The other one was that, you know, the dead end between the D and the Four Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Just making a normal U-turn there, and as I'm hit towards the fire hydrant, start to back up. Somebody has to make a tighter U-turn and cut me off, so I have to again hit the brakes. That was the one that got me twice yesterday.
Double U-turn? What the heck is that? Yeah. You can't U-turn with somebody U-turning.
I had people in the car, and both times I was like, "Do you not see me making a U-turn, people?"
Have a good day. Be careful out there.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, you can only, there's only one U-turn allowed.
Yeah.
Just wait for that person to complete the U-turn.
Yeah, you can't do a U-turn train. You can't just have everybody.
Total jerk move.
Yeah, it is. Boy, this one I think we can all relate to. Lauren said, when you're waiting for a parking spot and someone takes it, knowing you have your turn signal on and you're going in. Oh, that's.
That's like double jerk move.
I was just going to say, that is. That could get people hurt. I've seen that happen, too. Shauna, little different direction. Shauna said ghosting. How hard is it to just tell someone you met that, you know what, I'm just not feeling it?
Yeah.
Just not feeling it. That's all. And to Mike, I get offered all the time if I have just that item or two, but I always refuse because I'm rarely in a hurry. Uh-huh. So if somebody has a basket full in front of her, she's okay with it.
Yeah, I'm sure
still,
she is.
It's still. Yeah, I feel guilty when someone's behind me with a thing of milk. It's like, just go. Because now I look like a big pig that I can't get out of there fast enough. I don't like it.
Pat's on the phone. Pat, your jerk move?
Well, it's sort of like Carla's. When somebody drives past you, cuts you off, and then turns.
Uh-huh.
And you look in your rearview mirror, and there's nobody behind you. Behind you and turn.
You know what?
That's to cut you off.
I'll tell you, in relationship to that, here's what I really hate. I'll be behind somebody in the passing lane, and they're just driving along, and finally I go around them like two lanes over, go around them to get back in the original lane, and then finally they move over.
Yes, right.
And I'm like, why are you moving over now? I'm going past you.
Because you were a reminder, Mike.
And Jody goes, why are you yelling? They can't hear you, nor do they care. I feel you. I hear you. One more call about the jerk moves?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Andrea.
The jerk move is when you're on the freeway and somebody comes on the freeway from an on-ramp and they just move over. They don't look. They don't do nothing. They just assume you're going to be out of their way for them.
Ooh.
Or anywhere where a lane ends, they just move over and don't even assume that you're going to be there.
Yeah. I'm seeing that a lot lately, too.
I don't know what happens to people when they move here. They forget how to drive. They forget how to merge. And they don't use their blinker.
Oh, God, no.
Mike? In this state, I swear. There's none. They don't know how to merge anywhere in this state.
Have a good day, Andrea.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
A couple of people texting in.
Yeah. A lot of them have to do with driving.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners, this is Shannon, said, I don't think that people in Las Vegas know what merge or yield means because it just seems to be a fight when you have to merge here. And I notice it more here in Las Vegas than anywhere else. Okay. And of course, typical jerk move. And this is from Anthony. How about putting your shopping cart back in the corral when you're through with it?
That is such
in
a jerk
corral move.
Wow,
that's right.
I mean, how far do you really have to walk?
I know, yes, exactly. Well, and this one, Angela just said, you know what really is a jerk move? In the grocery store when you decide you don't want something and just leave it wherever.
I never got that.
I don't either. Especially when I saw this a while ago, a thing of like lunch meat.
Yeah.
Just sitting
on a bunch of soda cans.
Just pretty much. It's like, that goes bad, people. That goes bad.
Just leave it wherever they're at that point in time.
Yes.
All great jerk moves.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back from vacation, kicking off a brand new year, 2022. Today, of course, being Tuesday, January 4th.
Yep.
We found out, top of the show, it's National Trivia Day today.
Yes.
But I also found out, you being Italian will appreciate this. It's National Spaghetti Day today.
Do you like spaghetti?
If you didn't know, today is National Spaghetti Day.
Yes, I do.
National Spaghetti Day.
Spaghetti. Oh, there goes spaghetti. Oh, there goes spaghetti.
Something to spin our fork in.
Alone eating my spaghetti.
Success! Spicy meatball!
And I know you are one that is very adamant about using a spoon. When you twirl your spaghetti with the fork and use the spoon.
I don't. No spoon.
No spoon. That's the big debate we should rage on our Facebook page.
Okay.
A National Spaghetti Day. Throw it out there.
Spoon or no spoon?
Go ahead.
I'll do it.
Whether you're Italian or not, I know my wife Jody would truly offend you because she needs the big spoon.
Don't
a National Spaghetti
plate?
Day today. So there you go. All right. She's putting it on the Facebook page right now. How do you feel about that? We had told you that it's a National Spaghetti Day today,
yes.
And Carla being Italian, which, you know, with the spoon thing, you put it on our Facebook page,
please.
You can debate that, but anytime you bring up spaghetti, our granddaughter, Natalie, who loves spaghetti, but just makes a total mess. I showed you that picture.
Yeah. One of the best pictures I've ever seen.
I don't know what it is with kids, like, you know, between 1, 2, 3
yes.
years old.
Yeah.
And parents just let them use their hands, put it all over them, and maybe by chance, a few strings.
Yeah. They actually eat?
They will go in their mouth.
Yes. I still have a picture of my niece who's 30 now. Same thing. High chair. Just spaghetti all over it. And she even had a little bit in her hair. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love it.
Terrible.
Oh, hold on. Erin, tell everybody what happened with your kid, spaghetti.
So my daughter actually fell asleep when
She was very young, maybe one and a half, not quite two yet.
Okay.
I had sat her in her high chair, and I put a plate of spaghetti on the paper plate.
Oh, boy.
And she was eating it, and I started to do the dishes, and I was talking to her, you know, although she can talk back. But I was talking to her, and I happened to look over, and I actually have a picture of her now. Her face, two pictures. One, her face was in the spaghetti. Like, dead tired, and spaghetti, dead tired. And then I woke her up, and not only did she have spaghetti on her face, but it stuck. When she picked her head up, it actually stuck. And so she had, like, little spaghetti worms and spaghetti sauce all over her face. And I still have it on my wall to this day. Oh, my gosh.
Celebrating National Spaghetti Day today.
Yes, she needs to wear that with pride. As an Italian, you wear that with pride, honey.
And being a one-year-old, you know, your day, it wears you out.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's a lot of running and playing, and, well, at one, maybe not, but.
Well, there's a lot going on at one.
Clearly.
You try to be one again. Jeez.
And the fact that parents, the first thing they think of, not cleaning up or anything.
No,
I got to get a picture.
Where's my camera?
I got to get a video.
Get the video. Yes.
Stacy's on the phone. Same thing happened to her. What's your story, Stacy?
When my son was a toddler, every time I tried to give him spaghetti, he would always, always just dump his plate over and he would start, like, trying to connect the spaghetti noodles to make little random drawings.
Or wow.
Just a complete mess all over the table.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when he was done, he would try to pick all of it up at once and just throw it up in the air. Hardly ever had spaghetti.
Now, as an Italian, there wasn't a lot of spaghetti waste. I don't remember.
But the connecting, we're thinking about having him tested.
Well, yes, that's right. Because the designs that he made were just absolutely outstanding. They really were.
And this is why we can't have spaghetti anymore. Because of the kids. They waste it. Harry, what's up?
I got a little story for you, man. About 40 years ago in science class, we had a competition. You know, you got to build a bridge.
Right.
See how much weight it holds.
Okay.
And then they weigh the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, he made one out of spaghetti, uncooked.
Yeah.
Uncooked spaghetti, glued it all together, made a badass looking bridge. For the ratio of the weight of the bridge and how much it held, he won. Hey, you guys have a nice day. And there's one thing I want to say. Guns N' Roses has an album called The Spaghetti Incident. Play something off of there. All right?
Yeah, we're gonna feature that tonight, the 80s at 8. All spaghetti songs, okay? It's on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. It's National Spaghetti Day today, and I know Carla, being Italian,
yes,
but adamant about people, against people who use, like, a spoon to help twirl their spaghetti,
yes,
with the fork.
It just knocks the wind out of my sails when they bring the spaghetti in the plate, and there's a spoon sitting in it, too,
mm-hmm,
because we didn't use a spoon. My grandma's theory, it's like you have a plate. You got it right there. You got a big spoon. But Dino says I'm Italian. Dino, we used a spoon with our spaghetti, Carla.
See?
Not that it makes a difference, he said, but it seemed to make it last a little longer.
Oh.
If you have to push it on the spoon. I guess you can't, you know, twirl as much and shovel it in your mouth like the Rays did.
So from your vantage point.
Yeah.
How are the votes going?
People seem to want to use a spoon little more. Because,
well, maybe you're in the minority here.
You know, as my grandfather used to say, Medigan. That's what he used to say. Americans.
Oh.
So, yes, he came over
here. It's America's fault.
From Italy. And yes,
they use the spoon, and
we got a lot of spoonies here.
They tainted the whole thing.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I wanted to mention over the weekend. By the way, VGK doing real well.
They are
tough loss,
man,
over the weekend.
Yeah,
but we picked up a point. I forget who we played, but we came from behind, tied it up, and then in overtime. Nonetheless, take on Nashville tonight, T-Mobile Arena. Puck drop at 7:00. We're number one in the Western Conference. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, I know it, man.
So we're having a good season so far. Raiders, Big win for the Raiders Sunday. Yes. That keeps them in the hunt for a playoff spot, beating the Colts 23-20 with, again, another last-second field goal.
Carlson from 33. His kick is good. Raiders win.
Okay. So they play Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Will be the final game against the Chargers. Now, we have to beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
I believe we have to beat the Chargers.
We do.
To stay in the hunt, or at least to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Big primetime Sunday night game. So hopefully we can pull this out with another win.
It would be exciting. Right. It would be very exciting.
So both teams are doing...
Yeah.
For the most part, very well.
Pretty damn well.
All right. By the way, it was the Jets.
The Jets.
Winnipeg
correct.
Jets.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Nate Schmidt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he came back.
And Stasny playing with the Jets.
Yes.
They had a nice tribute to both
very
players.
Cool.
First time at T-Mobile since being traded. But there you go. So tonight, go Knights, go. All of a sudden, National Spaghetti Day today. Spoon Nation rising up now.
Yeah, I know. Stop it, you weak Italians.
And all of a sudden, other people against spoons.
Yeah, no spoons. No spoons.
No spoons.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A little bit later on, next half hour, 8:40, Tool tickets to give away. Going to be at the T-Mobile Arena, Jan 22nd. We gave away tickets before you could even buy them.
Yes.
When they went on sale last year, but we have a few more pair to give away. The reason I bring this up now is there's a second chance to win, so if you can't get through on the phone, you're doing something, you're busy at work, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
There's a second chance to win right now on our website. So if you want to do that and register to win a pair, go ahead. Just go to 96.3kklz.com and do that. Weather-wise, plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. According to Channel 3, low 60s tomorrow. Got about 38. Boy, it got cold and windy last week.
Yes, it did. Oh, it was awful. Awful.
Out of nowhere. So.
I mean, I get it. We do get cold,
right.
You know, a couple weeks out of the year. This is crazy.
So bundle up this morning, but they say it's going to be nice by the afternoon. So.
Good.
All right. Let's find out. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen up, Morty. Keanu Reeves apparently donated 70% of his earnings from the first Matrix movie he did to leukemia research. It was almost $32 million that he donated back in the day. His younger sister was battling blood cancer before going into remission in 2001. Oh. This guy is like just under the radar with things. He actually created a charity to aid adults and children with cancer. Didn't attach his name to it. He just started it with a load of money. And so there you go. He's also going to be in a new true crime limited series for Hulu. It's called The Devil in the White City. Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese producing it. Hello. Based on the historical nonfiction book of the same name. I know.
Oh.
I know. So there you go.
Okay.
LeBron James, this is, I don't know why this makes me laugh. He wants his 17-year-old son, LeBron Jr., in the NBA so they can play in the league at the same time.
Oh.
He says, I think it'd be an unbelievable moment, and it could get close. So we'll see. Well, you can't just bring him in the league, LeBron.
It's not up to
you. I mean, he's got it. No. Yeah, maybe it is. Jeez.
It's up to him.
Yeah, King
but
James.
You'd have to be. He's 17 now. You figure maybe a couple of more years.
Right. But and he's also got to be that good.
Right.
You know? You don't just bring him on up.
Okay.
Not whatever the Little League of Basketball is. It's not intramural.
Why don't you, hey, LeBron, it might be easier. Think the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if he goes to D League or something, I might drop down.
Right. There you go.
And play in D League.
And play with him.
Yeah.
That's right. Adele's 30 album, now been on the number one. It's been number one, actually, now for almost 7 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cobra Kai Mike Morty season 4 now streaming on Netflix. Oh, it's out there.
I know
baby.
Morty's is still into it. I dropped off. I couldn't.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Well, if you need something to watch, Mike, if you're pulling out of 1883 or something, there's Cobra Kai for you.
Now the Yellowstone is over
yes,
for another season.
Yes, that's right. So. And Betty White. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't think she lied. Was her last word Alan, as in her husband, Alan Ludden? That's what her assistant told Carol Burnett. Betty and Alan Ludden, of course, married from 1963 until his death in 1981. She always said that was the one true love of her life. She never really was with anybody else after that. That tribute film, Betty White, 100 Years Young, that they were going to show for her birthday. But
and by the way, may I say, you called it before we left for vacation.
Man.
All these tributes and all these magazine covers and stuff. And you said, don't jinx it.
Yeah.
She's turning 100.
Yes.
Let her turn 100 and then do all that stuff.
Exactly.
People, and look what happened.
It's going to be a celebration now of her life.
Of course.
17th would have been her birthday. There is a Betty White challenge out there that we will tell you about as well, and I hope everybody takes advantage of it. That is my take. Ready to switch to Health Plan of Nevada? Go ahead. Visit choosehpn.com.
There is a new challenge kicking off the brand new year, and when I saw this, I wondered if you could pull this off, Carla.
I think I can.
It's called Cookie on the Forehead Challenge. So what you have to do, without using your hands, you have to maneuver a cookie from your forehead and then into your mouth.
Okay. Yeah, I watched some of the videos.
Here's one of them. Listen to this.
Get set, go.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Guy won it.
You scoot it from your forehead down to your mouth without dropping it. That's what you try to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to give it a shot. I'd like us all to do it.
Don't you have some Oreos?
I do. Yeah, I have some Oreos.
We should bring them in.
I can try to do it. I was going to see if we could all do it.
Right.
Though Morty can't do Oreos.
No, so. It's chocolate.
Yeah,
it'll kill him.
So I'll try to get some vanilla.
Whether he wins or not, he's
right.
Dead.
Well, he lost, didn't he? Poor Morty.
Yeah, all right. Well,
he
if
got
that's
it in there,
if you're back at work starting off the new year, have some downtime.
Yeah.
Try the cookie on the forehead challenge and see if you can't do it. So you put it on your forehead, then without using your hands, you maneuver it to your mouth and then end it up in your mouth.
And try not to get lots of cookie dust in your eye either, because that won't be fun.
All right. Grab the Oreos. We're going to see if Carla can do it. Tool is back in Vegas. It's at the T-Mobile Arena, January 22nd. So we do have tickets to give away all this week on the morning show.
Okay.
And there you go. All you have to do is we're playing the new game that everybody's talking about. Whose desk is it?
Okay. I like it.
Out of the three of us on this morning show.
I saw you snooping around.
Mm-hmm. If I told you there was an Eagles Hotel California album, a little miniature Christmas tree, a bowl of paper clips, and a bobblehead Jesus, whose desk would that be on this morning show?
Okay.
Myself, Carla, or even Morty.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, there's the Eagles Hotel California album, a little miniature Christmas tree still on the desk, a bowl of paper clips, and a bobblehead Jesus. Out of the three of us on this morning show, whose desk is it?
Okay.
All right. 702-739-9636. You got to call in, starting with caller number 9. So good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Tool, January 22nd, T-Mobile Arena. Here you go. It's the game everybody's talking about. Whose desk is it?
Okay.
Going to name some items off. All you have to do out of the three on the morning show, myself, Carla, or Morty, whose desk will you find all this stuff on, including an Eagles Hotel California album, a little miniature decorated, well-decorated Christmas tree, a bowl of paper clips, and a bobblehead Jesus? Lori, whose desk is it?
I'm going with Carla.
Yes, it is, Lori. Yes, it is.
I guess if I would have added the Thighmaster, that would have been a giveaway.
That would have given it away, right?
Believe it or not, she still has a Thighmaster on her desk.
Yes, I do. It was sent to me by Suzanne Summers.
I was going to say, you and Suzanne Summers probably have the last two.
Yes, exactly.
But more importantly, you have the pair of tickets for Tool. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And for everybody else, a second chance to win on the homepage of our website, 96.3KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a woman in Indiana attacked a Long John Silver's employee over the weekend because she wanted a single hush puppy, and they only sell them in pairs. I didn't know that.
Okay, well, all right.
Then. Maybe there were other things going on in this woman's life.
Perhaps so,
back
Mike.
In Indiana.
Back home again.
A couple of women got locked out of their car outside a, is it pronounced Wawa store?
Wawa's, yes.
Okay, that's in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Got frustrated with the employees because they couldn't help them open the door. So I guess they got locked out of their car. They go into the Wawa store. Nobody can help them. So what do? They trash the place.
Sure. That, you know.
Police show up. They fought the police.
Huh.
And got busted.
They fought the law, Mike, and the law won.
Oh my God. Do you not know the song?
There's a
lesson in it.
Yes, exactly.
At the Wawa store.
Yeah, Wawa's are really cool, actually.
Is it really?
Good food. Yeah,
okay.
Really cool. That, and I believe they're out of Delaware. Yes, I've been in. Angie speaks highly of them, and I've been in a couple.
Okay.
So yes.
Well, evidently wasn't good enough for these women.
No, I guess not.
They trashed the whole place.
Well, I don't know which Wawa she went to in Delaware. Okay. So, listen, an aspiring rapper in North Carolina, he went to a used car dealership and asked if they would just give him a Lincoln Navigator if he rapped well enough. Oh. And they said, no.
They don't do that?
No, they don't, Mike. So instead, he stole a Frito-Lay truck from a grocery store. It was parked in front of. Led the cops on a high-speed chase in the Frito-Lay truck.
Huh.
They say they don't know what his plan was or if he even had one, but he made it about 80 miles.
Wow.
Before they stopped him with those spiky strips.
Yeah.
How fast does a Frito-Lay truck go? But okay.
So they either it was an Escalade.
Yeah, a Navigator.
Navigator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a Frito-Lay truck.
Looked around, couldn't see anything. Well, there's a Frito-Lay truck there.
Something over there. Yeah, he's facing several felony charges. And listen to this. If this is not a word to the wise, a Tampa, Florida man riding his bike, had his backpack on, of course, mm-hmm. with his sword in it. Well, he fell off his bike, and where he landed? Uh-huh, on his backpack. With the sword in it, stabbed himself in the back. No groin involved, but they had to rush him to the hospital. And I have to be honest, I looked for some updates.
Yeah.
He appears to be okay as of now, but why on earth? You're on your bike with a backpack mm-hmm. with a sword in it, people. Yes. En garde. My backpack. Back off. There we go.
And he stabbed himself in the back.
Yes.
He's a backstabber.
I fell my bike. I didn't know that I shouldn't. I can't.
Right, I get it.
Yeah, backstabber. God, we got them all in today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
This is a great song, by the way.
And a very long intro.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but as a jock, you love that.
I could do so many things over this. Frickin' ski report
Everybody,
I could do.
Hold on.
Here we go.
What they do. They smile on your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
It is Tuesday.
makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a little more positive note. You may have seen this story. If you didn't, you have to hear it. This was about a month and a half ago. Hockey fan and a med student up in Seattle. Nadia is her name. She went to see the Kraken play, the Canucks. Ended up saving a guy's life. She's sitting behind the Canucks bench, noticed a weird mole on the assistant equipment manager's neck. So she typed a message on her phone, held it up to the glass, and he said, "Whoa, what?" and took it seriously. His name's Brian Hamilton. Turned out she was right. It was a melanoma. He had it removed. He's gonna be okay. Now, had she not said anything about it, he wouldn't have known. And they're very, very serious if you don't catch them early. Posted about it on the Canucks Twitter page, trying to figure out who Nadia was so he could thank her. So now the Canucks and Kraken giving her a $10,000 scholarship to help pay for medical school.
Nice.
I know.
Considering she saved the guy's life.
Yes, I can only imagine, though. You've been to games. If you're behind the glass, you're right, trying to get a message. There's a game going on. Look at my phone.
All I see are signs that say, "I wish I only got 2 minutes for hooking."
Yes, exactly. Yes, Mike. Yes. And she's like beating on the glass. Hello?
But haven't we heard that story? Like, haven't viewers,
yes,
you know, like with newscasters and weather people and stuff,
yes,
like
and
that?
Was it Deborah Norville? I can't remember who it was that a viewer saw something on her neck.
Yeah.
And basically saved her life. I think it was a thyroid
and had her
issue. Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
How very cool.
See, I wouldn't notice
Thank
anything.
Thank God. Yeah, I know. Is that a mole? Yeah.
Or a piece of chocolate. I think
yeah,
it's chocolate.
Excuse me.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. Good to be back. Wendy Rush up next with the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon kicking off here in just a couple of minutes. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Do have a great day. We're back tomorrow bright and early. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.